Hey guys, I was thinking about something really amazing. I mean, for us women, if we really care about this topic that I'm talking now, I guess our lives will be much easier. So much easier. Actually, this episode is not only for women. It's also for men because they must know this information. Like, if women acknowledge and really care about this way of feelings and men learn about it, I think our life will be just perfect. I mean, it's not only in marriage. It can be like at work and in your daily life and in every relationship that you can think about it. As you know already, women has different emotional states during a cycle of 28 days. Okay, it's nothing to be ashamed about it. We must really acknowledge and put this in our minds. Women are not like men. Men goes to the same cycle that women go in 28 days. They go within a day. So let's put it this way. Women has the emotional state during this 28 days. And I want to break it down with you so you understand why women, they can't function like men function. And I mean, at work, in the world out there with different people, you know, they can't have the same emotional state unless they put a lot of work and they go through so much pressure. And we've seen now this, you know, with all this feminism movement and all the bullshit that is going around, women had suffered a lot. And because women suffer, men suffers as well. So we women, during a period of 28 days, have six different phases that each phase gives you an emotion. And this is why I say women can't be men, because women are made differently, literally. Let's start with the first phase, which everyone knows that is the worst, and that is the menstrual phase. It takes 1 to 5 days and the women go through bleeding. It depends. Some women have it more, some women less. However, it's 3 to 6, 7 days. That's the regular phase, the menstrual phase. And in this time, we women must understand that we have to be more loving to ourselves and more caring. And in this time, we should not lift heavy things. In this time, we have to take a lot of rest. In this time, we have to nourish ourselves with good food, with good sleep, with warm baths, like whatever makes you and your pain. In this time, literally, our emotions are so strong, and women feel literally withdraw from everything, mood, irritability. It's very hard to communicate with anyone else. So in this time, we feel so tired, we feel so sad, thousands of moods. You don't even know what you want. We have to give ourselves time. We have to understand that this is just a period and it will go within, it depends if you're lucky, within 3, 4 days. Let's not forget about the hormones. The hormones in this period of time, the estrogen, the progesterone, are at their lowest level. So because of this, our mood is so bad. We have low power, we have low energy. Like, okay, this 5 days, I don't want to lift anything heavy. I don't want any dramas, because in this time we do not have the energy to solve any issues. or to take like good decisions, big decisions. So the men in the same time, they have to understand and give us the space, give us the time and help us in like anything they can in the household, with shoppings, with good talking, with just, you know, in some religion, actually, in this time, in this period of time, is not allowed to touch your wife. I heard different stories about this, and I feel it's even better. Actually, in our religion, is not allowed to have sexual relationship with your wife in this period of time. And also actually Christian, like most of their religions, they do not allow. And a part of the health benefits that has this idea of not having sexual relationship with your wife during this time, it's also the emotional part. You know, so think if men and women act in a good way with acknowledgement and with kindness and compassion in this time towards themselves and towards their wives, this will make your life so much easier. Then we have the part two or the phase two of the monthly phases. Early follicular phase, we kind of recover from the past hormonal imbalance. It's kind of regulating and improving. In this period of time, we seen the increased, like the energy is increasing slowly and the mood is a bit better and everything feels to pick up again. And the body feels more balanced. The skin becomes more clear, like everything starts to be better again. The next phase is the late follicular phase. It's usually 10 to 13 out of 28 days. And here our confidence is increasing. We are more sociable. We are more enthusiastic. We have more creativity and clear mind. Which in the first phase of the menstrual phase, we literally have a fog all over our mind. We also experience high motivation. This period of time, we must recover all that we lost in the first phase of the month, which is the menstrual phase. If we had any projects that we delayed, we can finish it in this period of time because our mood is so good, the memory is so good, everything is great, motivation is great, the power of work is great, the power of connection and the social, we can socialize better. So in this period of time, women must use their power. So in this period of time as well, the estrogen levels are skyrockets. So men also should know about this period because they can take advantage of it. It's very important to finish a lot of work in this period of time. The estrogen continues to rise, enhancing your overall well-being. And then we have, of course, the ovulation phase, which is phase number four. In this period of time, we must know that everything is perfect. Everything is amazing. You will have the best time with your close people. Like, let's say you're in the mood to wear everything you love to wear. It's the peak of the good mood and self-confidence. I think this is the favorite mood for every woman out there because this is the moment when they feel the most confident and this is the moment when they feel like they can conquer the world. They can take care of so many stuff in the same time. They are literally heroes. Like in this period of time, they are literally heroes. We women are heroes. Of course, in the husband-wife relationship, we women also feel much better in this period of time. You feel more relaxed. Everything gets so good. Everything is fine. So, guys, you are welcomed in our life again after the first period of time. And this is one of the best time for us. And we have to know that this is the best period of time and we have to use it, like literally use it and acknowledge it. So there is a lot of calendars out there that can help you to track this period of time. Of course, sometimes the period might fluctuate, like let's say you will feel like earlier all the symptoms or later on the symptoms. So just you have to be aware of those symptoms and immediately write it down. If you don't have a calendar, a book, you can just write it down in your phone and make a face and track it so that you know how to manage your emotions and feelings and your life actually. So we have to make a recap now because, you know, I'm in my late luteal phase. We still didn't reach there, but I'm now in this phase and my brain is not functioning at all. So I have to do a recap and we can keep track of all of it. Number one to number five, day number five is the menstrual phase, which is one of the not nice ones. Then we have the early follicular phase when we're picking up and start to feel better. That's day 6 to 9. And then we have day 10 to day 13. So sad, it's only 3 days. The late follicular phase when we are really good. And then we have number 4, ovulation phase. It's around day 14 and it also can stay, let's say, a day, maximum 2 days, unfortunately. Then number 5, it's early luteal phase, day 15 to day 21. The emotions are stable. We are calm, content with everything. We are just like peaceful, no fighting, no drama. You know, everything is under control. Not so much happiness, no low mood. Everything is fine. And this in this time, we can do a lot of things. We can also feel very, very grounded in this phase. Grounded within the family, grounded within our work and everything else. The high progesterone levels, they can induce a really calm state. So yeah, a really calm state, but you can also feel a bit low on energy. Not really low, but you know, like lazy, a bit lazy. It's very, very, very important to know all these phases. Because if you know the phases, as I said so many times, you could really do an amazing life schedule that can help you in all the life plans. We have the worst phase. For me, it's literally the worst phase. That is the late luteal phase. And it's pretty long. It's day 22 to day 28. That's quite a lot of time where your emotional state is literally fucked up. We are so sensitive in this time. Everything and anything annoys us. Let's say if there was something that made you laugh in your ovulation phase, in this phase, makes you scream or makes you feel like you are not worthy enough or made you feel used, or like it's a crazy time. So guys, especially guys, you must be very careful in this time. And us as well, we have to be careful with our emotions. But the thing is that the body works like that in this phase. It really works. That's how we are. And subhanAllah, the God made us like this. This is from the God. Like, we are made like this. We just have to understand ourselves. It's very funny because back in the days when the women, they had very less information about medicine, about, you know, they didn't have like the way we have today, so much information on our hands, like just in seconds you can type and you can find out any information. They didn't have back in the days, but they were so much aware of how their body works. It's unbelievable. And that was just by listening to their body, just by feeling their body. And they used to have a lot of herbs, teas, tea, foods that would help them during this period of time to regulate their emotional imbalance. The hormones are so imbalanced. The anxiety goes crazy. Sadness goes crazy. You can literally misunderstand like the simplest phrases that your husband can say to you. Oh my God, guys, you should take a holiday while we are in this phase, because it's really the worst phase of the month. A lot of women, they suffer of PMS, premenstrual symptoms, and it's really, really sad. And oh my God, you know, for doing mistakes in this time, in this period of time, you can suffer a lot. On the horse cycle, you can suffer just because of this. 4 days, 5 days, 6 days. There are 6 days of hell, literally. And by the way, anything is frustrating. In this period of time, anything is frustrating. You hate your body, you hate yourself. You literally can't remember your child's name. You feel like throwing up when you eat anything. And then in the same time, you want to eat a lot, like just sweets, just sugar, just carbs. And yeah, like you can get at least 2 kilos in this period of time. In the 6 days, you can get 3 kilos just because of this crazy phase that every woman hated, and the men as well, by the way. The hormones in this period of time are in decline. The estrogen and the progesterone are in decline, so this is why we get such a sad moment, such anxiety, depression. Like, you know, you get really bad vibes in this period of time, so we must acknowledge it. Like this month, I said, okay, this is my late luteal phase. This is the week before period menstruation, and I'm gonna give time to myself. I won't blame myself. I won't hate myself. I won't try to do everything at once and then fuck up everything. So I'm gonna give myself time and love, because I deserve it. And then I started writing down all the bad feelings that I feel, and then I read it and I said, okay, I just wrote it down here, and I literally don't want to keep it in my heart or in my mind. It's also good to talk to friends if you have friends for this period, and also with your husband. You can tell him, okay, I'm in this phase right now and I really don't want to have troubles. So of course, if he's an understanding partner, he can be so kind with you in this period of time and try to avoid you. I realized that the emotional eating in this period of time, it's so crazy. And sometimes I try to stop eating, but sometimes I just, you know, my body needs that carbs in this time, especially in this time. So I gave myself the chance of enjoying the carbs and the stuff that I love to eat in this period of time. And then during the other phases, I just try to eat the right things and healthy stuff and less carbs. Guys and girls, if you understand these phases, and if you live by it, you will have a beautiful life, because there is no much blame, there is no much misunderstanding, Because subhanAllah, from month to month, we forget about it. Like it's our first month of our lives. We literally forget that this time is just, it's just limited, like it's just few days, and then the other phase will start, and then this phase it will go as well. So we must use it in a right way. And if the men will listen to this, I hope they will put some work in as well, because you know we always need each other's support, and that will be so lovely. The thing is that nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. Like this phase will pass, that phase will pass. So you have to be, even though you feel your emotions are the way they are, you must know that this will also go, and just be happy, just have the patience for this few days to pass, and then everything will be fine. Of course, it takes a lot of patience and a lot of self-control, but I wouldn't say self-control, it's much of self-education, or just like we women, we really need a lot of education. And I mean not education like schools, numbers, calculations, stuff like that. No, we need education on how our body works, our body, our mind, our soul, everything, because we lost the touch with nature, which taught us, not us, but like our past generations were taught from nature. We are disconnected from the nature, so this affects us even more. So we must literally educate ourselves, re-educate ourselves to know how our body works and our minds, our emotions, and be patient with ourselves and give ourselves more love, more care. You know, if you have 2 days where you don't want to go out of the home, that's okay. Just have a warm tea, watch something that makes you feel better, and give yourself time. And then if you have this mood where you want to climb mountains and you feel like you're a hero and you can do everything, use it, because this is the right time to use it. Like, just use every phase. When you are in ovulation phase and you feel in love with your husband, just go for him. And then, like, you see that your energy declines, you can also prepare for what's next to come. There is nothing to worry about. Our entire life will be phases, and that's how God made it, and we must accept it and embrace it and use it smart. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and the next episode we gonna talk inshallah about emotional eating. Take care. Bye.